Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Is That Jazz Radio. Words can't express how we're so honored to have this young lady, her ministry of music, Miss Sheila Moore Piper. Sheila Moore Piper is an award-winning Christian soul audience, and she has won many awards. So to have her on our station, man, our shoulders are squared today. Hello, Sheila. How are you, ma'am?
How you doing? You doing okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a little nervous here, but I'm doing okay. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, we've let our audience know through our social media posts that you're an award-winning artist, and You're out of Houston, Texas. And so let's get right into our first question, ma'am. What is Christian soul to you?
You know, Christian soul is a genre that years ago when I started in the ministry of music club time, when I got ready to do that song, we weren't sure what genre we wanted to put it in. We knew it was gospel, and we knew that it had a little, you know, something extra to it. So my husband said, he said, you know, babe, your music, I believe, is going to be called Christian soul. So he kind of just made that, you know, made that statement. And ever since then, when I write my when we do press releases and things like that, that's what we present.
Mm-hmm.
We just say Christian soul. We just kind of say Christian soul.
That's cool.
It's kind of different. Yeah, it's really different.
Yeah, it kind of catches you. It lets the audience know. And while you do define it as Christian soul, you touch on many genres, jazz, almost hip-hop at mm-hmm. times. And is that part of your mission to reach a broad audience?
Yes, it is a part of my mission to reach a broad audience. I always wanted to be the kind of artist that wasn't predictable. Like, you never can predict how I'm going to do and what I'm going to do. Somewhat almost like the Lord. The Lord is kind of like that sometimes. Sometimes you know what he's going to do. Sometimes you don't know what he's going to do. But you know when he does it, he's going to do it, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. So it's the same thing with me. I've always wanted to put out great music, but I never wanted it to be predictable. I always wanted to be, okay, listen to the music, check it out, and, you know, whoever listens to it, I let the consumer or the audience be the judge of, you know, be the judge of it.
Okay. You and your husband did something that kind of motivated me to keep going, and that you created your own record label. What was the impetus behind that? I asked that question because, you know, Stevie had to create his – had to break away from Motown just to have his music and create his own label recently. So what went into that decision?
Oh, wow. Thank you for letting me know that, because I didn't know that part. But about Stevie, that's wonderful. Just years ago, that's what the Lord put in our heart to do. And we just like to be a compliment to others' calling. So our record label, you know, on our record label, we don't sign artists or anything like that. But what we do is we help to we produce them, co-produce them, and help them get their music ready for the world, for radio, for whatever they need it for. So I like to say that we are a compliment to others' calling. So any artist that we help put out or whatever music we help them do, we're a compliment to their calling, because the music now has to be so, it has to be professional. And a lot of artists don't, you know, they just think that you could put a song out, oh, there's no metadata, there's no tag, there's no that. No, when you're coming out, you have to be professional, because you're going up against so many different artists. So you want to make sure that your stuff sounds professional and that you're professional with it. And so the Lord just gave us that years ago to help others. I mean, I didn't know that we were going to be helping as many people as we've helped so far, because this year alone, we've released about maybe 6 or 7 singles.
Wow.
And about maybe four of them were from other people. And as a matter of fact, we're wrapping up another single right now that's going to drop the second week of December, and that's for someone else as well.
Well, you know, they'll be in heavy rotation on our station. Trust me when I say that. You know, I want to expand on what you
so
just
much.
Said. A lot of artists now, because the threshold to getting your music out is so low, the barrier is not the way it was in the past. They don't take time to groom the artist, like to actually, like
mm-hmm.
what you're saying, explain to them the business. So you get a lot of one-hit wonders where, you know, the artists really aren't trained and they just put their music out there. Was that part of the motivating decision and how you guys, you know, your approach to being a record label?
Well, when we first started, you know, my husband always says I'm the first lady of BBMU Groove Music, even though I'm also one of the CEOs of it. We were just putting out music at first. he always said, you're the first lady of BBMU. You're the first artist. You're the first lady. even though you're the co-owner of BDMU Group. He always tells me that. And, you know, when we first started, we just wanted to get the music right. That was what we wanted to do. Because when we first started, the music was great, but we had to grow. I had to learn that you have to grow. As an artist, you just don't start off just like way up there. And, you know, you have to really work at it. And the more you work at it, and, you know, the more you work at it, the better you'll become at it. So, and then, you know, the Lord puts his super on your natural, and he makes it work. But what I didn't know is the sound that we have that was going to attract so many different people, and people would be inboxing us, so, hey, how can I talk to you guys, and, you know, this, and that. You know, we had an artist we were working with. He had put his record out. And it was great. I thought it was great. But then when he inboxed me, he said, I need what you guys have. And I'm like, are you talking? You talking to me? And he's like, and I'm like, okay, what? And I'm like, because this brother, you know, is amazing in his own right. And he was like, sis, if you just only have new. And then that's when he ran it down. And I'm like, wow. So I started to realize, and you know, it was just bigger than us. Then I realized it was really bigger than us. That the Lord really put us in position to also be a blessing to others, as well as other artists, as well, to help them with their sound and help them, you know, make sure their stuff is tagged and metadata, and make sure it goes out in the world the proper way.
Exactly, exactly. In researching about you, this was said: your music is inviting, reflective, encompassing, and the universal message of worship and self-love and hope. Did they really define your music acceptable to you? Because that's quite a description. I mean, I feel it listening to it too. But how would you, like, the self-love aspect of your music, can you explain that?
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I think before you can have love for others, you do have to have love for yourself. So I think that, I mean, if they say that and that they put that in there or whatever, because everybody's going to interpret what they want to interpret from it, from the music.
Right.
But I just strive to do what the Lord calls me to do every day. I mean, I try to release the kind of music that he wants me to release. I do love that whatever they said, I think it, and I agree with it. But I do believe that before you love others, you have to love yourself. And I believe that the music it can be one of them trans kind of that way it goes all over the world where people can just kind of feel what's in it, what was done. I believe when you do something, you do have to do it with the spirit of love, even being a recording artist. You have to, you have to ask yourself, what is it? I was told recently, I was on a call and somebody said, they said, your music and your vision, you know, what's your purpose, music, and vision? Your purpose, music, and vision just shouldn't be something for you. It always should be something for someone else. So if the music can bless somebody else, I'm okay with it. If it can bless me, I'm really okay with it. Because if it blesses me, I know it's going to bless somebody else. And so if that person puts the self-love in there and explain it like that, the way I'm explaining it, then I'm okay with that.
That's great. And they also use the term reflective. And as a former teacher, I saw my students losing that ability. Everything was what's now and what's coming up next. Why is it so important for us to be reflective in our daily walk?
Oh, wow, that's awesome, because you were a former teacher, and the same thing with me as well. I was an educator for years. I still consider myself an educator. I just, the Lord just has me doing it differently. Reflective, that right now is the word. That's such a strong word right now, because I think right now everybody needs to be reflective. You need to be reflective of what's going on. You need to be reflective of the times. And to me, you definitely need to be reflective of the Lord. You know, I heard somebody say, what if you don't believe in God? Well, that's okay, because he believes in you.
Right.
Yeah, he believes in you. So right now, you have to be reflective of everything, what you put out, what you want to do, how you want to say what you want to say. And I heard, I saw Nina Simone's documentary, I heard someone say that, she said that You have to be an artist, too, also of the times. Your artistry has to also be able to speak to other people for such a time as this. And so I'm hoping and I'm believing that that's what, you know, the Lord would have me do. If I'm going to be an artist, speak to the people for right now. Because a lot of people are still hurting. You got people hurting all over the world. And they need a glimpse of hope. And they need encouragement. They need a lot of things. And if the music can be the catalyst to help them, like it did years ago when Get Excited first came out, and I did a radio show, interview, my first radio interview I did for Get Excited years ago. And I remember there was a lady on the call, and she was crying, literally crying. Now, my mom is listening in on this interview because my mom is excited. My mom is listening in, and I'm on the call, and then you got the host and the other host on there. And the host said, he said, "Sheila, I'm so sorry that she's crying. She just lost her godchild." And I'm like, oh, my goodness. She just lost her godchild. Now, I don't know if her godchild was, I don't know what the age was or anything like that, but you could hear her boo-hooing on the call, on the interview. And the interview is live. So not only am I listening, you got tons of people listening. And she was in tears. And she said, she took the mic and she finally said, she said, "Sheila, I just want you to know that your music has really been a blessing to me." And sometimes I tear up just thinking about it. And she said, "Because I just lost my godchild." And she said, "I didn't want to get out of bed. I wanted to stay in the bed with the covers pulled up over my head. But I heard your song. And the Lord let me hear your song. He gave me your song. And when I heard your song, it just gave me hope to keep going, to know that it wasn't over, that the Lord still had great things in store for me, and that I can still keep moving regardless of what of the loss, that the Lord still had a great plan for me." And she had me sing a little bit, just a little bit of it, and I on air. And I was like, wow. And you couldn't hear a pin drop. You couldn't hear a pin drop.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm reflecting on that. And as I'm reflecting on that, I'm tearing up because I'm like, wow. People think that it's not a joke. It's real. People have real life issues. And music can be the catalyst to also help with your issues. You know, music can be done for different things. It can be done for fun. It can be used for parties. It can be used for so many different things. But sometimes it can be also used for ministry, especially when you're going through and you have the covers pulled up over your head and you don't know how you're going to get out of bed and things like that, you know. And to hear her say that, it blessed me. It blessed my soul.
That's an affirmation beyond, you know, it actually touched me. And, you know, if I may add, it's the reason why I created the station, Ms. Sheila. You know, I would see students here in Wilmington, Delaware, where we're broadcasting from, and the music that they were exposed to or had access to shaped their outlook on life. And
yeah.
I was determined during the summer to create a website to show how I would travel in summer, and it just created a music. And music is very powerful, and just access to all types helps one look at life differently. But your story, wow, man, that even touched me on a personal level that I'll share with you, you know, going forward. But you won so many awards. How does it feel to, nothing touches what you just said, but how does it feel that your music is being accepted almost universally, well, not almost, universally? How does that feel?
It's a thing. It's really a beautiful thing. And I always say that, I mean, this, you know, calling over comfort is everything. Because, you know, years ago, when the Lord was calling me out to come out of full-time teaching, I did not want to leave my job. I wanted to stay in my job to be comfortable, to be comfortable. Because sometimes we get so comfortable with the money or whatever you got or whatever got going on. And I had gotten promoted to a high position, you know. But the Lord was giving me every day, going to that job every day, the Lord gave me a song about coming out. You know, I will be your everything. To me, all your troubles bring. For me, I want you to sing. I'm driving to my job every day, and I'm hearing this. I'm like, it's not God. It can't be him. Come on, I just got a promotion. It was to God, and he was pushing me out. And I'm so glad, because when I'm saying all this to say, I said this before in another interview about maybe 3 weeks ago, and I said calling over confidence everything. We just lost someone that was very important here in this city. And the person who we lost was in my video. He was in the Get Excited video. Now,
wow.
We worked together years ago. We worked together years ago before the Lord had me step out and do music full time. We taught it. We were at the school together. He was a liaison for the school. He kept things, almost like a person in charge, like a dean, almost like a dean. He was in charge of a lot of things, and he kept, just kind of smooth things over when things got rough. And then you fast forward years later when the Lord called me out to do music full time, he was in my video. Came up, showed up. When I look at the video, can't help but see him. He radiates, his smile radiates through the whole video. He died this year.
Wow.
At the beginning of October. My husband and I were devastated because we were close to him. I know I was devastated. I had to go back and look at the video again and cry and laugh at the same time while I was looking at it. And I tell all that to say that calling over comfort sometimes is so profound. And I think I cried a lot because I was like, Father God, if I had not listened, if I had not obeyed what you asked me to do or did what you said do, I would have missed my opportunity to work with him. I would have missed my opportunity because he was also prominent in his own right. He was also an artist. He was a songwriter. He was, also ministered at a church where my husband is the director at the choir, and the choir my husband is the director at. And I would have missed my opportunity. And so when I heard that he had passed, all I could do was just shed tears because I'm like, it's so serious. If I had just stayed in and I listened, I would have missed that opportunity. So you have to do so. Calling over comfort is so, so, so important to make sure that whatever you're called to do, you have to do it. And songs are the same way. You don't let someone tell you. I always tell people this all the time. You do the songs and the music that the Lord gives you. You can't be anybody else. You have to be you. So I have learned to embrace myself as being me. And so I'm glad to have won the awards that I have, and the Lord has blessed me with them because I got the awards being myself. I wasn't a duplicate of anybody else. I didn't do anybody else. I was me. And one person, when I was at an award show about 2 years ago, the person walked up to me and said, I'm proud of you because you are you. And it's a blessing to know you because you are you. You're not a duplicate of anybody else. You're yourself. And I tell artists all the time, if you're going to be something, be yourself. Don't try to be nobody else. Don't try to sing music that you think is going to appeal to the audience. Know the music that the Lord wants, that he puts in your heart. As a matter of fact, Get Excited was a song the Lord wanted me to do. I did not want to do the song because I said, you want me to sing that song? I thought
we
were going to release the Are You Ready record. I thought we were going to release something else. And the Lord said, no, this is the one. I want you to release this song. I said, you want me to release this one? He said, Sheila, I want my people to get excited too about me. My people are hurting. Some of my people are hurting, and I want them to get excited too. And I did not understand what he meant. I didn't get it. I released the song and did it until I had that interview with that beautiful, precious sister on that phone that was crying because she lost her godchild. She was weeping. She was weeping. You could hear her weeping. My mother's on the phone. That interview was live, and you could just hear her weeping. You could hear her tears. And the host had to step in and say, Sheila, I'm so sorry. She's still weeping, but she loves you. She loves your music. And so,
Michelle,
so that's why I do what I do.
I've done a number of interviews, but this is kind of cathartic for me. And you can see where your music is touching people just by the source that it's coming from. I mean, the genuineness of your spirit and your ministry is touching me right now, ma'am, to be honest with you.
Wow.
It speaks to several battles that I'm having, but, I'm taking, just be authentic, be yourself, and the rest will come. And just, have that listening ear to the Creator, because if you stay in prayer and worship, he's always speaking to you. And so
that's right.
I've started a many interview, but none made me feel like, okay, the game is on next Sunday. I don't have to go to church because I just did this interview. I won't be joking. But it's man, that touched me, ma'am. I can't let you go without asking, how important is the Ministry of Music given the times that we're faced in? Here in Wilmington, Delaware, everyone's excited, but just a month ago, they were rioting in front of the station downtown where we're located. How can music help us heal at this most pivotal time in our country?
Catalyst. It's a catalyst to help you heal. If you would listen to it and let it minister to you, then it will minister to the people. There's a song that the Lord puts out, or he wants you to hear. If you just take the time and listen to it, it can minister to you. I remember years ago when my mentor told me, before I stepped into this full time, I was struggling. I struggled almost a year to do it, because I didn't know how I was going to make an impact like I did as a teacher. I made an impact as a teacher. I wanted to make an impact in music, and I was struggling. And my mentor, who's actually, he pretty much does my horn parts. He writes my horn parts. He's a jazz artist. It's the Horace Alexander Young. He's amazing. And he writes pretty much all my horn parts out. He told me, and I knew it was, he called my husband one day. He said, put Sheila on the phone. I need to talk to her. And I was here at the time. And he told me, he said, let me tell you something. If you give the music a chance, it's going to go. If the people give the music a chance, it's going to go. So I'm going to say this. If the people give music a chance to be cathartic to them, then the Lord can do it. He can heal. He can do a mighty blessing and healing. And he can turn it around, and he can use it to be a healing to them. Just give it a chance. Give it a chance.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Something I learned in school, and I find, you know, I thought it was something unique to our professor, but I'm going to say one word, and what's the first thought that comes to your mind? Ms. Sheila, hope.
Hope. Wow. What a word for, I want to say. Oh, Lord, hope. It's for now. Hope is for now. It's not for
and
later.
Why?
It's for now.
Why did you say that?
Because it's so needed. Shame. It don't make a shame. That's a shame. So hope makes not a shame. So it's needed for right now. It's so needed for right now. And if we keep believing in it, the Lord can do amazing things. But we can't lose it. We can't lose our hope. We keep our hope. Because with it, the Lord can do amazing things with it. So keep
hoping.
Yes,
ma'am.
Just keep hoping.
So can you tell our audience where to find you on social media and what projects you have coming up next?
Sure. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Miss Shee, Sheehe. Also on Twitter. Follow me over on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. I like Twitter. I like Facebook too, though. But follow me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Miss M-S-S-H-E-L-I-A. I have two websites. I have my own personal website, Sheila Moore Piper, and we have the BDMU Groove music website. We also have the BDMU Groove Instagram. My husband he runs that one. He does that one. But yeah, but
okay.
You also can Google me. You Google me. I'm, you know, pretty much, you know, see what's going on and things like that. Got another project coming out. We have an artist that's coming out with her project. It drops the second week of December, and we're still promoting. Just did Let's Celebrate in July, and that song is going all over the world. The Lord is blessing everywhere we look. That song is just dropping. I get, you know, almost every day or every other day, somebody's picking a song up, and it's just, the Lord is doing amazing things. And that song is called Let's Celebrate, and we dropped that song in July of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still working.
That's actually
it, so
how we're going to end the show.
Oh, my God. great. And so anyway, so we got stuff coming up. And so, and then in 2021, God willing, I have other singles that I'm dropping with collaborations with several people that's going to drop 2021. So we're pretty busy.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
Now, is there anything that that you would want to get out to our audience that maybe my questions neglected to give you a platform to say?
You cannot be a transforming individual in a non-transforming environment. But now is the time to make sure that you are an individual who are in a transforming environment and that you are using your gifts to transform this world. And if you are not doing that, then maybe you may want to think about doing that because your gifts are needed. My pastor always says your smile is needed, you're needed, you're needed. So never think that you're not needed. You are needed. And if you are here for such a time as this, that means the Lord still has a purpose for your life. So please make sure you get yourself surrounded by people who can help you transform, be a transforming individual for your purpose for such a time as this, because it is definitely needed.
Wow, Ms. Sheila, this is quite an interview. For me, one of the most informative I've done, you know? And like seriously, and I've interviewed, you know, some folks, but this has been the most touching for me, honestly. And I thank you. We're going to post this interview on our website. It'll stay there permanently, and it will broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. And Ms. Sheila, thank you so much. Just hopefully I don't get beat up later on when I go out and say, I interviewed Ms. Sheila. Now, you want to fight, dude? Because I'm ready. You know, so hopefully I don't get beat up later on today.
Well, Mr. Tracy, I want to thank you so much for just your time. And thank you so much for your platform. And thank you so much for playing the song. You know, we don't take it lightly. I know I'm an artist. I don't take radio play lightly, and I don't take interviews lightly. Because, you know, I just don't, you know, I'm grateful for every opportunity and every person that comes across my path. And I just want to say thank you so much for your time and thank you so much for your platform. Truly.
Well, if possible, let's stay connected because the project that you're working on and it's going to be released in a couple of months, we want to feature that also. But your music's in heavy rotation, ma'am, and thank you for this afternoon here in Wilmington, Delaware. Have a blessed day, Ms. Sheila.
All right, you too. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thanks, ma'am.